Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that was created with you in mind. A show that is designed to operate and teach pre-kingdom principles. A show that will help you get from where you are now to where you want to go. And it's an honor to be here with you. Unfortunately, my girl Jeannie Jones is not here, but she's definitely here in spirit. So, hey, guess who's here by herself? I can do this, right? Absolutely, I can. I want to start with our principle for today, which is the spirit of leadership. This spirit of leadership will cause you to change your perception in life. It forces you to demand change, and once you decide to act on that change, the spirit of leadership brings other people along with you for that journey. We are having a special show today. This show is in dedication to Nipsey Hussle. It is for the legacy that we were able to get from him, and we are forever grateful for that legacy. Today we have a very special person, and this very special person knows all too well about having the spirit of leadership. He is a gentleman who is a motivational speaker. His name is Stan Long. He's known as Mr. Motivation. Are you there, Mr. Motivation?
I am. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I'm good. Absolutely. It is such an honor to have you here with us. You are no stranger to getting out there and demonstrating also what the leadership spirit is, to be an ordained evangelist, just to name a few, a published author. You have a wonderful book that's out, and I'll be quiet and allow you to expound upon everything that you're doing and who you are and how important it is truly to be not only just a leader, but to have the leadership spirit and do things right where you are.
Yes, thank you for having me, first of all. It's a pleasure to be on.
Thank you, sir.
I want to start by saying, of course, RIP Nipsey, but this young king was definitely something that we experienced across the United States and all over the country, a spirit of a young king that ignited a lot of us, especially myself. So leadership is very important. Legacy is even more important.
Yes.
And so this young man did teach us legacy. But me, myself, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm president of Black Wall Street, DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We call it the DMV here. And Shout out to L.A. and everybody out there listening, too. You guys are amazing for coming together and doing what you're doing. And so we're proud of that. And I'm trying to emulate that same thing here. That's the thing that I try to do here in the DMV. I try to lead by example, by motivating the young youth. I was cut from that same cloth with Nipsey. Like, I come from the street. My book will say it's called Blackberry Melly, The Transformation of a Gangster. Transformation. And that's the thing. You have to transform. At some point, we have to grow. And so Nipsey was that example of how to stretch and how to grow and how to become a king and ignite other people around you to become that same spirit. And this young man crossed boundaries. This young man crossed the bloodline, the crip line, all of these different boundaries that have been set before us. This young man came and showed that the love could be expounded all across the borders. And he had all these young men coming up to him and looking for him for hope.
Yes.
So what they felt was a loss of hope when this after they have been deprived of some hope. But instead of being deprived of hope, what I feel mm-hmm. has happened is that it has ignited people to become more hopeful.
Absolutely.
To become more driven, you know, to do the things that we experienced to see young man Nipsey Hussle do. So just let me just give you a quick example. And I didn't talk much about myself because I just want to really expound on this young man for a minute. Nipsey had a program that he was involved in. I have a young man here that I'm involved with called, his name is C.J. Blair. Shout out him. He has a program in Cleveland dealing with young troubled youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nipsey's program, his program was wrapped around the lifestyle of Nipsey Hussle and how he created jobs for other people and was creating a legacy for himself. And they were training these young men up. And then Nipsey would come at the end of the program and meet these young men.
Mm-hmm.
And show. Now, this is in Cleveland. This
wow.
has nothing to do with L.A.
Right, right.
So I'm just showing the power mm-hmm. of a young king.
Yes.
No accolades, no cameras,
mm-hmm.
just being a leader.
Absolutely.
And that's what I felt. All the way on the East Coast from L.A., I felt the pain.
Yes.
And it felt like I had just got gut punched when this young man passed so early. But then his mother gave me a soothing balm when I heard her
yes.
speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that that was Queen
Absolutely.
That was speaking. I knew it comes from royalty. So
mm-hmm.
this is something that we have to understand. We can imitate and duplicate the situation. And that's what I plan to do.
Absolutely. And you are doing it. And you, that was so very profound what you enlightened us with. You are doing it. You're saving our sons. Your program that you've recently become involved in. Is that not along the same lines of just kind of reaching back and inspiring and motivating the youth?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So Black Wall Street is something that I became president of here.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, Donnie Glover, Baltimore, put me onto the program. But Black Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
not to get it misunderstood, is a program that's all across the United States in different cities, and it stands for just what Nipsey Hussle stood for,
mm-hmm.
unity,
mm-hmm.
Family, structure, uniting the dollar, putting the money back into the communities, building us up as a people. This is what Black Wall Street is for.
Okay.
And if you guys read up on it, I hope everybody at the sound of my voice, if you haven't heard of Black Wall Street, then you should Google the documentary Black Wall Street and see where we failed and see where we can come back, because that's the spirit of Mr. Nipsey Hussle, Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Black Wall Street. Powerful movement. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to continue the movement. And now, because of this young man's untimely demise, I would say untimely because he has so much work to do, but
mm-hmm.
I feel that he did a lot. So I will say because of that, it made me feel like I could do so much more and
right.
go so much faster than what I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I'm gonna stop talking now and let you have the show back, but I wanna say that I have really paid attention to this young man.
Okay.
And so before we get off this show, I wanna shout out to Big U. Big
okay.
U is very influential out there in LA, and I pay attention to the big homie.
Mm-hmm.
And he has come home from prison and made a big difference
wow.
out there in LA with the gang violence and uniting those gangs and getting them to stop the bloodshed. So shout out to you, Big
Absolutely.
U.
Absolutely.
Everybody that's listening to my voice that's trying to close the gap and realize that before you were the blood, before you was a Crip, you was a young man.
That's right.
And you had the same intentions as a young man that you may be across from. So now if you link up, blue and red can always create green. And that's my motto.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. You are definitely, again, someone who is making an impression and doing what needs to be done and right where you are. And it truly is a blessing to know that not only have you been given the torch, but you've kind of read the plan and said, okay, I can do this, and you're doing it. So thank you for that. Thank you so, so very much. I do want to ask you about the your book, Blackbird Melody, The Transformation of a Gangster. The title in and of
yes.
itself is just, if that's not a profound and prolific title, it's so much that goes in that. Why something that is almost as if right in your face you're saying, listen, you know, there can be transformation. What's the oomph behind the title?
Okay, so Blackbird Melody, The Transformation of a Gangster is a book that I wrote, and the title comes from my grandmother, who was a backbone my family. And I watched her hard struggle and the things she went through. Her last name was Medley.
Okay.
So Blackbird Medley was because in my book, you'll see that a bunch of birds came in a scene and it was a spirit scene. I can't get into it. But Medley comes from that. And then the transformation of a gangster is because I used to be kind of like not so cool. Like I used to really have a not so good past where I would get out in the street. I was money driven and I wanted to get out of the ghetto and I wanted to make a way like all the rest of these young men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the street really, really, really heavy. And God blessed me not to have to go to prison to change my life around. And one day I just got to a point where a young man came to me and said, you better than that. And I thought about it and I realized I was better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found a different way to make money. I turned it into businesses and stuff like that. And so that's what the book tells you, that you can transform your life. You don't have to stay where you are. You can grow from that and bring your young crew with you and show them how to become businessmen, just like Nipsey did. So that's what I did. I owned a beauty and barber supply store when I was 23 years old. I'm 51.
Okay.
Now, I was 23. And I was trying to make a way. I was trying to show other young men, you can do this. Take your money and build something solid so your family can survive. Because you don't get a retirement plan with drug dealing.
No.
I'm sorry, young men and women. You just don't.
Absolutely.
I don't know many people retired. I'm one of the few that can speak. And thank God, I can tell you that I've never been in prison in good time. I've been arrested many days, but I have a good time because of God for me. I had to do this, and so I'm doing this.
That is so absolutely phenomenal. Thank you. I do want to ask, where can we pick up a copy of your book? Is it Amazon, the iTunes? Where can we get a copy?
Yes. Yes, it's definitely on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can go on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And also Barnes & Noble, but mainly Amazon is the platform that the book is on. And actually, we turned it into a film as we speak. So
Wonderful.
Look out for the film, hopefully, on the big screen.
Absolutely. I love stories like that because it's, you know, by nature, sometimes we're kind of creatures of, well, we can read it, but we want to see it. So you're being so transparent and allowing us a bird's eye view, if you will, that speaks volumes. It does.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank
you. You guys are doing amazing in the community. I appreciate the type of show, the platform that you offer to people like myself. Because it's important for us to get it out. And I just want L.A. to know that it's not just heartfelt in L.A. And I know you guys can see it on the internet. But I'm way down here in D.C. And a lot of my friends down here, my homies, are feeling the pain and the heartbreak of this young man. And we're trying to do something to make that never go away as far as a legacy. We decided we're going to build legacies for our children's children, just like the word says to do.
Absolutely.
And so thank God for me just knowing God. And I'm just telling you, young man, never be too cool for God.
Come on.
Because it's the inner God that counts. Don't ever be too cool, too fly, too gangster for God, because me and them trenches take them with you.
Absolutely.
Pray every day. Make sure you pray to God when you're in them trenches so he can save your soul from them trenches, because it's deep in there and it's heavy.
Absolutely.
And I know it because I've been there. I took God with me. And that's why I'm free here. Never been to prison, standing before young people in prison, standing before people in school speaking, because that's God's will for me.
Absolutely.
And he has a will for every young man and woman out here. We just got to find that and get back to him. So let's do that as a people and heal ourselves and collectively a good unit.
Wow, Stan, I could just kind of sit at your feet for hours because you're speaking like a man who knows, you know, not only someone told you, you know, this could happen or that could happen, but you have a firsthand account and you're saying, okay, now I'm going to go back and I'm going to reach out and make certain that this doesn't happen, or you have a better way, you know, to go other than this path. And for that just, we need more folk like yourself and others who will share that story. And that's what the show is all about. You know, it is a platform for people to say, you know, here's my product. And, you know, these are the principles that I use, and they're lining up. Everyone that has had an opportunity to come to the show, their life lines up with the principles, and they're living, you know, for lack of a better word, that cliche of living their best life. And it sounds like you truly are doing that.
I am really trying to do just that. So I just thank God. I always thank God because
Absolutely.
That's what changed my life around.
Mm.
I didn't have a better plan first. I had to pray. Like before this call, I prayed.
Yeah.
And I asked God to give me a word that could help somebody out there, anybody, to change their mind about gang banging and come together and get their lives right. And not that this had anything to do with gangbanging, because I don't want to see that to
absolutely.
Be true, because it didn't.
Absolutely.
But I just don't want people lose their lives in the street when we can actually be coming together and making money and building up businesses and having a strong family.
Absolutely.
That's the good look today.
That's the good look. You're right. I mean, you've taken the playbook right out of our Constitution. I call the Constitution our Bible, because that is how we citizens of that, you know, Constitution live our lives. And thank you for all that you're doing. What would you give before you jump off and get busy in so many other things that you've got to get done? And I am grateful for your time. What would you say right now to those who may be hurting, that may feel like there's, you know, now what? They're at that now what moment in their lives.
Wow, it's funny, because I felt that way at first. When I first got the sad news on Sunday, I was so heartbroken that I was like, now what? Because I'm in that same lane as Nipsey Hussle. Not to put myself on a level of a Nipsey Hussle, but I have the same passion, that same spirit. So every man that had that heart of a Nipsey Hussle felt that gut-wrenching feeling, because his spirit soared all over the place and it just touched us instantly. We felt that heart-wrenched feeling. And so today I would say, first of all, don't forget that you've been young. I'm 51, but I stay to my ear to the street, because I've been young. You have to understand these people. You have to listen to these kids. You have to understand their heart, that their heart is hurting. Sometimes they lost. Sometimes they broken. But collectively, what we can do as people older is to listen to them, give them solutions instead of telling them what they can't do and shouldn't be doing. Let's have solutions for them and show them hands-on how they can make a better way. And then they become a blueprint for that neighborhood. So if we would take everything Mr. Hussle himself, neighborhood Nip, was doing, he was showing you right in your neighborhood where you can start. He didn't try to go all over L.A. He didn't try to be in Detroit. He started right in his neighborhood. He started rebuilding his neighborhood, just like we were taught to do. And taking care of their own, just like we were taught to do. If we took that blueprint and went all over the United States, everybody stood up like a Big U. Salute Big U while he's alive, because it's the same young man with the spirit of a Nipsey Hussle that's still right there in the trenches, dealing with the city, going and talking to the city councilman and whoever, and they're doing programs to unite these gangs. We have to do that same blueprint all over the United States, because gang members have spread all over the United States.
Right.
Straight from L.A., Chicago, all over the place, not just the Midwest. They banging everywhere, and we have to get that blueprint together and show these young brothers some hope and give them a direction. So that, because a gangbanger is nothing but a soldier without a cause.
Right.
He's a soldier without a cause.
Right.
So if you give him a cause, then he can put the guns down and put the purpose up. And that's what we have to do. We have to give them instructions and don't let them go.
Absolutely.
Hold on to them. Love on them. Get back to what we used to be, family.
Wow, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to take all of this in as cordial, okay, as I can. But you're absolutely correct, Stan. I mean, you're just hitting it, bam, bam, bam. And this is what's called revelated knowledge. What you're saying, it's just not a feel good kind of thing. And the fact that you're doing it and you're starting and you've started right where you are, again, volumes of your character. It is an short of a better word. It's an honor. It is truly an honor to be in your presence, to know that
it's
you're making a difference.
Honor for you guys to have. It's an honor for you guys to have me. And I give all the glory to the Most High.
Absolutely.
Really in the presence of this whole situation. I saw God in this whole movement once he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the graduation of Nipsey Hussle. I call it a graduation.
Yeah.
And his mother confirmed that graduation.
Yeah.
When I heard her. And once I knew that, I was okay after that. I said, instead of getting downtrodden, Stan, it's time to say, don't let his plot die.
Absolutely.
Go harder. Be more diligent. Go faster. Pull more people together. Show them what this young man was about. Show them they can do it. Because he was young, 33 years young. So this is a young man. This is not a 51 like myself.
Right.
And I'm not 33.
And 51 is not old now. You know
but
that.
He's giving me this energy.
Yes.
He's giving me some energy to say, come on.
Absolutely.
Get back out there in those trenches. Don't let them young boys die, babe. Get out there and get them. Save them. Because a lot of us left these young boys when they went to penitentiaries and did this and that. And these young boys was left out of here, crack babies.
Yes.
No camouflage in this situation. We left a lot of crack babies and a whole nine out there from the 80s era.
Absolutely.
And these young kids don't think the same and move the same. So that's why we got to go get them. We owe it to them. I owe it to them.
Absolutely.
Every gang member owe it to them. Every hustler owe it to them. Everybody who robbed the communities when we were younger of the resources need to replace them. We owe it to them.
Absolutely.
To sow into these young kids. We owe it to them.
We owe it.
It's not a favor we're doing. We owe it.
Wow. Wow. I could not have spoken that any better, and you're absolutely correct. I do hope and pray that those who are listening will take this as a challenge to let's do better. Let's get moving. Let's start where we are. So, Stan, if someone wanted to join forces with you and become a part of what you're doing, whether it's volunteering or whether it's speaking or whether it's just kind of holding up your banner, how can they get in touch with you and the organization that you're affiliated with?
Well, actually, I'm on social media, Stan Long, Facebook, for all the old heads like myself that's on Facebook still. And for the IG family, I'm the real Stan Long on Facebook. I mean, on IG, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. As well as Spotlight Over the City. We have an internet TV show. Me and my wife have an internet TV show, Spotlight Over the City.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, every Thursday, you can inbox me. You can email me at contact.spotlightoverthecity@gmail.com. You can just send me an email, and I'll get right back to you. And I would love to join forces. Big U, if you hear me, or anybody that knows Big U can hear me, let's link. I love what you're doing, my brother. You are really doing some amazing work in L.A. Stay on the gas. I'm so proud. Salute you, Big U.
Wow. Thank you.
Had to get that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll believe that Big U is going to get that and shout right back out with you, contact you so that he can do even more in the area that you're in as well. I am eternally grateful for your time. We're not the creators of time. So for you to give us something that you do not create, that, again, thank you, speaks volumes. And I am... thank you. So, guys, you've heard it from Stan himself. We have got to get busy. The blueprint has been given to us, and we know how to read, so we must carry out. We must execute now. Again, thank you so, so very much, Stan, for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me, and I really had an amazing time. You have an amazing platform. Keep up the amazing job that you're doing.
Oh, thank
Salute
you,
to you
sir.
As well.
To God be the glory. Please know that. Thank you again.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow, there you have it. How about that? A gentleman that is truly embodying the spirit of leadership, Mr. Stan Long, in the DMV area. And he's doing some wonderful, fantastic things. And you can do wonderful, fantastic, earth-moving, shattering things yourself. I want to make certain that you are truly aware of a couple of more of the characteristics. I want to see you at your best. Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can do, you will do, and you have no other choice but to do. The characteristics that you will oftentimes see with a person who has the spirit of leadership is they've made up their minds that they're not going to accept life the way it is being shown to them. They live their life with such a passion, such a fervor. They're in tune also with God. They know that there has to be something, someone who is much bigger than themselves, and that person who has decided that the buck stops here, this has got to change, enough is enough, that person will exemplify a relationship with him. They realize that they're not their past. They begin to release anything that has held them down or they felt like was binding them. And oftentimes, believe it or not, it happens in our minds before anything, before we can commit to change. You really have to change your mind. They mind their business. And when I was writing these characteristics and I'm listening, I'm praying, and I'm thinking, wow, they really do. People who have a spirit of leadership mind their business. Now, you can take that any way you want to, but just note that if there is business to mind, they will mind their business. I'm just having fun here. Sorry about that. They create an atmosphere for people to be themselves, for people to be great, for people to be comfortable. They design a blueprint from the directions and instructions that they've already been given. Remember, they're so in tune with their higher calling, with their creator, that spending time, they realize spending time with him in his presence, they will begin to write the vision. They'll begin to write their plans, and that will ultimately become their blueprint for life. And another characteristic, and these are not all inclusive or all exhaustive, but they are characteristics that I've found to be true with people that embody the spirit of leadership. They make leaders around them, and then they deploy them. And that's so very important when you've been given this beautiful gift called life, that you know that once you find, once you rediscover, once you know who you are, what you're here for, where you're from, what your abilities are, and what your destiny is, it becomes really easy to know that the assignment is great, it's not a game, and that you, Stan Long said it best, you are responsible. You've got to be responsible for the next generation. We do owe it. We do. So that is another characteristic of the spirit of leadership. And last but not least, they leave the world, their community, their environment, their home. They leave it a better place so that you know that because they lived, it mattered. These characteristics, if you notice, I did not mention anything about them being tall or being rich or being college educated. And all of these are nice. I'm not knocking any of those accolades that we often bestow upon people. But the primary goal for today is to wake you up, to let you know that your life really does matter. And that no matter where you are right now, you can be an agent of change. I often think about people that I've met in times past. And in conversations, I'm able to kind of engage, and I'm listening to them, intuitively listening, and not trying to, you know, play double dutch and jump in the conversation, but I'll hear something, or I'm listening for what they're doing. But there are times when I hear, I wish I could, or if I hadn't done that, then I could do this. And it pains my heart, because I too suffered, should have, would have, could have. I suffered, well, if I hadn't done that. But I am an example of not giving up, not giving in. No matter what the situation is, we win. And getting up every morning is half the battle. That's wonderful. Now you have to make up in your mind that today I'm going to win. Today I choose to be blessed. And for me, I've discovered that if I truly live my life as if it were my last day, then I'm in that moment where, no, I'm not expecting death to come. No, that's futile. But I am expecting to live every single day of my life as if it matters, because it really does. And that is my hope and desire for you, that you take up the baton now, that you do not get stuck where you are, that you write your plan, and that you offer it up to him and you ask him, is this the way that I should go? And then be okay if there are changes. But the wonderful thing about making up your mind and deciding that today is the day that I'm going to do something is the fact that you made up your mind. The only way that you can achieve everything that you do not want to see happen, I kid you not, is to speak what you do not want to see happen. It's to act as if you do not want to see it happen. You're acting like you don't want to see it happen. Let's get busy. Let's make this day count. Let's make this moment in time count, because it really does matter. Again, it does not matter where you are. It does not matter what you've done. It matters when you make up your mind that this is the day that I choose to live. There are several organizations that are already out that you can become a part of, or start your own. Get so busy with your life that you have very little time for absolutely nothing other than making sure that, one, you're loving your neighbor as yourself, and that you're loving your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. We have an opportunity to do something so wonderful. And we all have that responsibility. We all do. I did not get an opportunity to meet the great, the king that we're speaking of, the gentleman that left us a legacy, left us a blueprint. But from all of the wonderful things that have been spoken and what I have been able to read and listen and study on my own, I do know that the world was very, very blessed to have such a wonderful, composed spirit. And Mr. Nipsey Hussle will forever be a part of our history. He will be a part of our fiber. And we are better that he was in the world, but that he got busy, made no shenanigans or anything, no, hey, look at me, didn't want any of that attention, but merely took what he had in his hand, what he had in his heart, and made a difference in the lives of so many people that we may never know the number of people, but we will always remember that he did that, and we can too. So I want you to write your plan now. Now is the time. Get busy right where you are. The world is full of excuses, guys. We can give excuses until the next big thing. But there comes a time in our lives where we gotta do what we're placed here to do. Yes, there will be opposition. Yes, there will be times when you do not want to do. You don't feel like it. But there's a higher calling now. And that higher calling is calling us to do better, to forgive and to forget some of the pain that we've gone through and some of the pain that we've caused. But right where you are, you've been sanctioned now. And the best is yet to come. Life is full of those uncertainties. It's full of, man, I didn't see that happen, or man, I didn't think that could happen. But that's where faith comes in. And that's where belief comes in. We cannot do anything by ourselves. And if you think that you can, then you are sadly mistaken. We need one another. We need each other. We do. But more importantly, we need our Creator, our God, whatever you call Him. Just call Him. Find out exactly what you're supposed to do and get busy. You'll hear me reference that until breath leave my body, because I would make excuses as to why this can't be done or that can't be done. And in the long run, I was not benefiting at all from what I was given. I wasn't benefiting because I wasn't serving other people. And that is what we do with our gifts. We serve. One of the greatest things that you can do in this life is to realize that you were placed here with purpose, with destiny, with your future already inside of you. And it is up to you to take that responsibility. And when you are given your orders, your instructions, your aha moment, your God idea, then it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to make certain that you do exactly what you're supposed to do and serve. Not every day will be a day where you're over the moon, for lack of a better word. There'll be days when the sun is shining and you're still crying. There'll be days when you don't know, oh my God, now what? There'll be moments in time when it feels like the life, the breath of life is just knocked out of you. The wind's knocked out of you. But it's in those moments right then, it's in those moments when you cannot see, you do not know how, when, why. It's in those moments where our trust, our belief, our faith is tested. You can make it. You can make it. You can. You got to. Because we need you. It is so very important to begin to live your life. I cannot stress that enough. You've heard the characteristics of a person who has the spirit. The spirit is just an attitude, the spirit of leadership, and what they do with that spirit. And we've been able to celebrate a man who had the spirit of leadership. Now that spirit will become, again, part of our fiber and will thrust us into what we were supposed to do while we're here. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your listening. I appreciate your text messages and your DMs. I appreciate that you're feeling inspired to do, because that is what the shift's about. It's about you, us, doing what we're supposed to do. It's about us getting busy and truly making the world a better place. It's about us having fun on this assignment, you know? And we can. So, you've been challenged now. Get busy. Live the life that you're supposed to live. And just know that you've got an accountability partner. Should you want to become interactive with me, 323-203-0815 is our number here at the station. I'm at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And your prayers, your support is definitely appreciated. I hope that this day will serve you and that you will serve it. I hope that you will smile today and laugh and cast your cares and know that you got this, that you've been commissioned, you've been called, you've been chosen, and you got to act. And you are now responsible right where you are to be an agent of change, to be what you're supposed to be what your community needs, to be what we need here in the world, to be everything that has already been placed in you. You can do this. You will do this. And you have no other choice. Again, thank you so very much for being with us. Stand Long, guys, was today's guest and an incredible spirit who's making a difference right where he is and giving us a challenge to make a difference right where we are. Until next time, thank you for joining. We'll see you soon. Bye now.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.